Hello, is Pedro Rodriguez there?
This is him.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
28.
Thank you very much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say moderate.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving K through 12 education.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Making college more affordable.
That's 6.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
8.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
That's 10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Republicans in Congress.
50.
And was that 5-0 or 6-0?
5-0.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
50.
Joe Biden?
25.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure that I got the number correct, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, was 5-0 or 6-0?
Yes.
Which one?
The second one or the first one?
5-0 or 50 or 60?
50.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, we're going to go back to the scale of 0 to 10. How important of that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Once again, use the 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
That's 0.
Preventing underage tobacco use.
That's a 5.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
That's 10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
That's 5.
I'm sorry, you cut off on the last one?
That's a 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
Is that a no support or no oppose?
No support. I don't support.
Okay. So is that somewhat support, oppose, I'm sorry, somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
Strongly oppose it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I do not.
And is that do not is somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you very much. And once again, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are important.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. The first one is harm reduction, which is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The second definition is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. So which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, harm reduction or prohibition?
Reduction.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first situation would be the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Not very concerned.
The next one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers and manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now, and well, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
That's strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on, with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
Agreed.
Thank you. The next one is, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Thank you. And the last statement is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives today. Lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. I'm sorry?
What was the last one? I didn't get the whole.
Oh, do you need it again?
Yeah.
Okay. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
Yeah, that's too far.
I'm sorry, you're cutting off a bit.
I would agree on that one.
Okay, and in the scale of 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. This next battery of questions are just a callback to the first few questions that we did, just to make sure that the scale hasn't changed or if it changed. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I oppose that.
And is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Opposed. Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
And is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
I would not support someone.
We do have a scale here. The options that we have is somewhat less willing or much less willing.
Much less willing.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer, yes or no? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay.
So, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer, yes or no? Can you hear me?
No, you keep cutting out. It was
okay.
Beer and what?
Yes, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer?
Wow. Okay, so, hello, can you hear me?
Do I get... Hello?
Hello, yeah, you're still cutting out.
Okay.
But,
do you want me to call you back? Maybe we can... Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer, yes or no?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Soda or soda pops?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Heat not burn, what is that?
Heat not burn tobacco products.
What is that like?
I am not sure, to be honest.
Heat not burn tobacco products. Is that like cigarettes or is that like a vape?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I'm just reading.
I'm going to assume that's a vape and I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Wine?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Nope.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Wow, those are vapes. What the hell?
Yeah. Do you want to change your answer on the heat not burn tobacco products?
Yeah, we're going to assume that cigarettes, so.
Okay. The next one is smokeless tobacco, such as a Deep or Two?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, switching gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Hello? I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
And yes, I do.
Okay, perfect.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
I do not.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I think I'm middle class, maybe working class.
Which one do I record?
We'll do working class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I think it's urban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. And we conclude the survey. So I just want to thank you for your time and your patience. You've been very kind. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.